Reporting. All right, so this is our Heartland Library Board of Trustees meeting on Tuesday, February 11th. And we have two people joining by Google Meet. So I'm just going to call our meeting to order here at 6:18. And good to see everybody. I'm sorry everyone's been so sick. It's been like a nonstop sickness party.
Yeah.
So does everyone have access to the agenda? I couldn't really figure out how to share it. Or Eric set me up with this computer, but we thought let's not share the screen because it's their computer.
Yeah, it's all in the email from Tracy a few days ago, or maybe last week. So I can access it fine.
Okay, great. All right, so let's do corrections and additions to the agenda. As I wrote, I'm going to add an agenda item to suggest that we elect a vice chair. So that would go under new business. Let's put it after the vacancy appointment. Any other ideas of things to add or remove to our agenda? Okay. So now we're going to do some exciting minute approval. Okay, so let's look at the minutes from January 1st. So these are from January 22nd. I thought these were great minutes. I was very excited by the minutes.
January 22nd, or are we looking at December 10th or January?
Right now we're looking at January 22nd, okay. And I'll entertain a motion to approve these minutes.
I move to approve.
I second.
Any corrections?
No.
All right, all those in favor of approving the minutes from January 22nd. Okay, that's unanimous. Great, thanks everyone. Now, as soon as Meredith is done taking minutes for tonight, can you explain what we're gonna do about the December minutes?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I looked it up, public meeting law and Robert's rules, which seemed closely aligned, and you can post them as is, neither approved or unapproved. You can just post them for the record. The fact is the people at that meeting didn't have corrections who were present, and so you don't need a quorum. You don't need to approve. They can just go up and be posted. So that's what I propose we do with December.
Great. Do we need to vote to do that? I think one thing, I mean, we were talking about this, like, it's actually not required to approve the minutes.
Yeah, which is really interesting.
Yeah, but we could just decide as a group, are we okay with posting these minutes, knowing that we can never have them approved by people who are there.
So can I just make one correction?
Yeah.
Dana Jacobson Goodhue, the J is not capitalized.
Oh, okay.
We should probably do that.
This is interesting because they were her minutes. This is in December?
Yes, at the very present, Echo One, okay. Tina, and Dana.
To copy of unapproved one. Mm-hmm. 12:10. Okay. Dana, oh yeah. Okay.
Other than that, I'm fine.
Okay, great.
So do we call them meeting minutes as is, or just continue, they just get posted as unapproved? Just how about just neutral meeting minutes?
Great, that sounds good.
Okay. I believe they're in the folder already. So.
Thank you. Okay, public comment, no public is present at this time. Let's move into looking at the financial report.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, I posted the budget status report initially without, I put in comments, so I don't know if anyone's been able to look at the one with comments yet, but we are 58.33% into this fiscal year. On page two, we'll see the new breakdown of the revenues, which we, I wanted to reorganize in this report so that they were separate from everything else, because everything was always combined and confusing. I don't know if people noticed, but so these are the new categories under library revenue. So you can see the totals all together in one place now. This doesn't include the ILL grant or the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation grant we received. If you move on to, I think it's page nine. Page four, building expenses. So you can see that our repairs and maintenance account went up based on some of the things that we've had to fix recently, the HVAC and the that leak we had. And also, this is partially the water fountain system installation, which I'm still trying to figure out. If you look at the water fountain, there's these holes on the top of the one that's alone by itself.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, you can just cover it up with metal. And I went to the manufacturer's website to look for an accessory based on this. And I can't find anything that covers those holes. And I told them they're really sharp. Little kids are going to get their hands in there. And so I'm at this point asking for them to install a new one without the holes, because that has to exist. I've seen the pictures, and anyway, it's
a twin to get the water bottle filler. That it's the twin unit to that.
Exactly.
Instead of
it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. They just need to do the right thing and reinstall it. Anyway, on page eight is the library budget start. So we should again be at 58.33. Some are over, some are under. So
we're at 55, so that's great.
Overall, we're at 55%. I did just do all the invoices. I caught up on invoices today, and we have a lot of invoices totaling about $3,100. So that's going to be at the next select board meeting, that those invoices will be voted on and paid for. Any questions?
I have a question about how we turned down the volume on the owl. I know, but I was pressing that. Did it seem to get,
there it goes.
Did it get less loud?
Is it okay. Super loud when I'm talking?
Maybe you guys have to do it on your volume.
Or is it on the volume on the
or maybe on the computer.
Sorry.
I'm going to put my mute on here.
Oh, wait.
Sounds good. Volume mixer.
Volume mixer, friends.
Volume at the top is at zero. Because we would get in, we would get,
oh yeah, feedback. The output, right?
Well, whatever. Okay, we'll just enjoy being able to hear you really well.
I'll talk more quiet,
or you can lower your volume on your computers.
This looks good.
Yeah.
Any questions about this financial report, anyone? Mm-hmm. Thanks for keeping everything on track.
Yeah.
Great.
Was it stressful for you to be out this long and know the invoices were pending?
Yes, very. Today I was like, that's pretty much all I did today. I emailed you, Chris, with the invoice packet. So that all went up to Damon Hall today.
And yeah.
I usually like to keep on track of it or on top of it more. So I usually have the invoices going like at least week by week. So this was a little bit overwhelming. And the other thing about it is it's there, a lot of our invoices or bills come in at the first of the month. So
it was a big pile.
Yeah. It was a big pile. Yeah.
I was also keeping track of the VTEL, the constant, lateness of that, but it looks like it got worked out at Damon Hall. So
that was resolved. Yeah. And now it's the Konica Minolta one. So part of the problem is I'm not paying these bills. Like, I'm just submitting them to the finance office and relying on them to pay the bills. So I'm not really working one-on-one with any vendor necessarily. So our phone bill is consistently overdue, and so is our SimQuest copier bill. And our lease is up in March, so I'm hoping to renegotiate something and get a new printer that might be more efficient. So that's all upcoming as well.
Right. And if you need, because we talked about this months ago for SimQuest, especially renegotiating. If you need my assistant on that end, let me know. I know I'm on the account and so are you. And we can still add Martin and I forgot her name, but we're emailing today.
Michelle,
just to make that slightly easier too. I'm trying to speak softly, by the way, so I'm
nice. It's perfect.
Nice okay. Work. Also put the owl further away from us.
But yeah. We'll be in touch on that for SimQuest. Unless it's easier to whatever's easier for you. If you need help, let me know. If it just clogs things, let me, you know, I won't be offended. So
No, that would be great. I mean, maybe when they give us some options, we can go through them and talk sure. about them.
Sounds right.
Tracy, I think maybe this will come back to you when you tackle this task, but I think last time you and I were at the Select Board, wasn't there a conversation of could we get on the same contract with the copier?
Honestly, I thought about it afterwards and I'm like, I don't know how that would work. It would be like,
I don't need to stick my oar in, but.
No, I was thinking about that. Michelle's husband is on the Select Board, Jim Riley. And he mentioned, what if like we combined print copier? I don't know what. I think what he meant was like under the same contract, two different machines, yeah. But our needs are a little bit different at the library. I don't know if that even makes sense. I'm not sure. I mean, I could definitely talk to someone at Damon Hall about it. I just, I'm worried because of the, tangling our bills up with Damon Hall.
Right. I have no opinion or knowledge about this. I just was remembering that conversation. Definitely have no knowledge. Except I know what a copier machine does. I'm very advanced. Okay. Any other financial report related conversation?
Nope.
Love it. Let's move on to our next item, which is the library report. Any discussion?
I can't believe Trisha already wrote something.
I know,
that was exciting. I was I'll just highlight a couple of things here. Am I talking too loud?
No, you're perfect. Oh, you're fine.
Trisha's in her third week and she's doing well. There's a lot to learn. Public safety in the library. This is something I would like to work on with Staff Development Day, which I'm proposing for Wednesday the 9th, where the library will be closed. Windsor Police Department has already agreed to bring two officers over and do a an active threat training with our staff. I'm wondering if I should loop in John at the rec center and them and the staff over there as well. And then at 2 p.m. we're proposing, we have a contact up in Lebanon for a Narcan training and to bring Narcan to the library. And not that, you know, not that that has been typically an issue, but these are things that, like, I think I would like us all to be prepared for, just in case, you know, it's a public library. So we do get a lot of people coming in, people not necessarily from town, people working in the library from coming from other places. And it would just be good to have some, especially the active threat training. So the painting of the walls area started in the little lobby or the bathroom section. So we're going to put up the wood, so it's going to look a lot nicer. The vice chair, the select board event was postponed to the 13th of this week because of the snowstorm. So I'm still anticipating having, I hope we have a good turnout for that. As I've been working from home, oh, and Meet the Librarians will be in April, which I'm excited about. Everyone's going to come to that.
Missy, can I ask a question about the select board? Because I noticed in the listserv that they're having a public information meeting tonight, I think. Mm-hmm. I assume about town hall meeting, you know, about town meeting stuff. So are they there and they know they're doing two night meetings this week? I just wonder if people will be confused about the dual function.
People are confused. And I was really urging John Broker Campbell to, and the clerks to have some kind of meet the candidates event. And I guess there's only a couple of contested or one contested race, I think. But so he's doing an informational meeting instead to like talk about proposals. This is more in line with what I was envisioning of the meet the town employees, like a meet and greet. Yeah. So this is going to be less like policy related, less talking about agendas, and more like, let's meet in a neutral space and talk, and like you can meet who's working for the town, kind of a thing. Yeah. The timing, it was a little bit on purpose on my end before town meeting. I wanted to have it. But there is a little bit of confusion, I think. Like, I think also people, I'm really trying to push the meet the candidates to the town. I like the idea of the library doing it, but we just haven't had the bandwidth to do it. So it's quite a bit of coordination, and I feel like that should be at the town level.
Yeah.
And I just want to let everybody know that I've been working on our website as I've been working from home, as I've been sick. And so I did a complete overhaul of the website, including like our navigation. And there's a couple of little design elements that I'm trying to work through, but it's looking a lot better. And I also added all of the state resources to that navigation area. So now it's you use the library instead of services, I think is what it is. I need to
look. Yeah.
And then the drop down for that is all library related services, like physical library, like Library of Things, meeting room requests, and things like that. And then the next tab over is the digital resources, which was just resources. So I'm really trying to define these things a little bit. And I also included all of the state resources so that I made pages for each of those. So it's like legal help, car help, tax help, and research databases, and like all this stuff. But I simplified everything and put things in like layman's terms so that people can really get it and aren't confused, because I think there was a lot of confusion before with our online resources area. So I'm still tweaking some of those pages, but I want everybody to know that that's happening. The other exciting thing is that I moved poetry downstairs. I didn't do it. I've been out sick. Some volunteers and Eric have been doing this. And so
telepathically.
Yeah, poetry is now where the CDs used to be, and then graphic novels. And now graphic novels, adult graphic novels, have moved over to that new bookshelf that Les Machman made. And the poetry is downstairs, which is great. I think it looks so good over there now. And
it looks really nice.
Any questions?
This is great. We're all playing with the website. Yeah,
yeah, we're right. Sorry, we can't.
I feel like, yeah, I needed to update this report. I didn't even put anything about volunteers. It's hard when it's 3 weeks only,
yeah,
between meetings, but now web edits can come out of future projects. But yeah, I think the website's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And I made the contact us page or form ask us, and then how can we help you, to make it a little bit more welcoming and not like contact us, like sounds more like call us or anyway.
Great.
Wow, awesome. This is really cool.
Okay, that's very distracting. your achievement is very distracting.
Car Thank help. I've got lost that. In car help.
Oh.
I thought it was isn't like, that exciting? The whole database. Yeah. So these are all state resources. So I've been working with the state librarian to clarify, because this is all pretty muddy when it comes to what the state offerings are for public libraries. I feel like there's no, like, their pages are out of date, and like it's very confusing and it's overwhelming, the amount of information.
This is super manageable and fun to play with, so.
Oh, good. And it makes sense. I wanted like all like digital, I almost called it digital library, but I didn't want it to be even more confusing. But digital resources just means like databases and tools you can use. The legal help page is really helpful. You can browse.
Great. Any other questions on the library report?
It's great. No, thank you. And impressive as always.
Has anyone been able to come in and say hi to Tricia? I have not been able to do that.
Okay. I have not yet.
And Chris has. Okay, great. All right. She's so lovely. Is everyone ready to move along?
Do you know her? As a mom. Yeah. From a student. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Everyone ready to move on to our next item?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Strategic plan. Okay. So I just want to appreciate everybody for copy editing and beautifying the strategic plan. And our task before us right now is to look at it and hopefully vote to adopt it. So I guess what I'm looking for is a motion to adopt the strategic plan. Let's all navigate onto it.
I move to adopt the strategic plan.
Does anyone want to second that adoption?
So wordsmithing is over.
Wordsmithing is
over. Well, let's have a discussion. So now we're going to discuss the strategic plan and then we'll vote.
Well, I had a few just tiny drawings that I can certainly live with. I think it's clean and simple and focused. I love it.
I really like the very simple approach to your layout.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
The layout's really great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just little things. Like both times I read it, a month apart, 3 weeks apart, it seemed really odd. Many thanks to all who contributed to the strategic plan under the process. I wanted their names, and so I wondered about just taking that thanks to the end where they're listed. Because I was like, each time I was like, oh yeah, here they are.
where they're thanked again. I don't know, that, it just struck me, but it's not a big deal.
Well, I guess I would say that this thanks can, is supposed to include people who like it.
Oh, the survey people.
Yeah, okay. Answered the survey and participated in interviews. I hear what you're saying. I wonder.
I think that's how I read it too.
Okay, that's good. And maybe, okay. Okay, that's fine.
I wonder if maybe Meredith, would it be clear if at the end, instead of saying participants, it said something like committee members or
we gratefully thank the following committee, strategic planning committee.
Yeah, they weren't all.
Yeah, they weren't all. We have also in staff, which is good. You know, like I'm an also because, you know.
I mean, we could say appreciations.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
No, I don't feel strongly about it. And you're right. There's two different sets of characters. So I don't want to fuss with it. I know what it feels like to get things this far and then have people do 11th hour things. I was doing it subject to it myself this whole afternoon. So okay. I'm fine. I will end discussion of
okay. Discussion. Okay. Any other concerns or things that people noticed? We'd like to adjust. No further discussion? All right. Well,
sorry, I have something. Foster Meadows is actually Foster Meadow.
One meadow.
Okay. There's no S's in Foster's Meadow or Foster Meadows. The reason I know this is because I just created a banner for the outside of the library to celebrate our 25th. And I put, you know, Foster Meadows. And then I was like looking things up and I was like, wait, it's written differently in different areas. It's either Foster's apostrophe or Foster Meadows plural. And I asked Damon Hall and they didn't know. So Clyde Jenny was the one who told me that it's Foster Meadow.
Okay, so no S there. Wow. Okay.
All right. So Tina, you are
I need to go
back. You have the PDF, I guess. Okay, so
we all have the PDF.
Sorry. I mean, she has the source document for the PDF.
Right. And I need to go back into, I'm trying to remember because it's on Canva.
Okay. Any other things that have popped up to folks? Mm-mm. Okay. Is everyone ready to vote?
Ooh, what a moment. Yes.
All right. All those in favor of adopting the strategic plan?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, unanimous. Woo! We adopted the strategic plan. Oh, you guys, there should be a marching band coming through the room right now.
Yeah, good work. Good
I mean,
steering.
That was, we just did that in house.
Yeah, it was great. Good.
Nice for that. Work, everybody.
Yeah, I didn't. I was a bit player.
No, good everyone was extremely supportive. And
for pushing for the in-house simplicity too. I think it was Tracy really held the.
That is awesome! Yay!
I hope for that. So good work. Smile a little. You feel like crap.
So I will say that with the strategic planning committee, we agreed that our next when we were talking about next steps, there one of the next steps was going to be celebrate.
Yeah.
So I wonder if we could have an after cribbage strategic plan launch party with cookies.
And wine. I feel like Mike's is probably quadrupling their clientele. And since January 20th, everybody's pouring out of there.
So Tracy, maybe I'll work with you on that when you're feeling a little bit better.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think it's important to celebrate with a group after a lot of work together.
And a lot of them are cribbage players, right?
Yeah.
That was our pool to choose from.
Okay, yay!
I can actually, I'll ask them tomorrow maybe and see if like a day works for them.
Yeah. Yay! Okay. Oh my gosh, what a relief. That is so fun. Super celebration. Okay. Yeah. Moving on to our next item.
So when I make that edit, you want me to put it in that drive?
Yeah,
I guess we should go.
Oh, he needs to be in a special place.
It needs to be in the secretary. It needs to be folder.
On the website.
But I should, yeah, the secretary folder is where the records are kept. Yeah, so. Okay.
So once I find it and pull that up, then we'll
be And actually, and Chris, can you put your final, like the final version of the copy edits that Tina was working from? Can you put that into the secretary folder?
I can. Although it's just the Google Doc that's technically your Google Doc that I just gave back to you. So,
if you could do that right now, that would be much appreciated by me.
Sure. Let me. The secretary folder, is that what the director?
It's called the AAHPL trustee folder - secretary, I believe is the official one.
Okay. Let me look for that. But okay.
I'm there for the strategic plan.
No, want me to make one?
Okay. Yeah, I think we'll. Your folder organization. So
yeah. 2020, 2025.
Becca, do you want it to say draft and all the directions at the top? I mean, it still has in-house.
Oh no. Why don't we just say like copy edited, final copy edit or something before layout?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just helpful given how easy it is for us to lose track of versions within a drive system, that right. It's good to write on the top. Yeah. Okay, is everybody ready to go on to our next item? Or are we still filing digital items?
No, I can do it later.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks, cool. Everyone. Okay, so moving on to the annual appeal letter. This is just on here so we can all check in. Thanks, everyone, for all the support on getting this out and then signing letters. Last I knew, we have no more letters to sign. As of right now, Tracy, is there any, I know you might not be able to do this right now because you've been out, but do you have any kind of update on the fundraising amounts that you want to share?
Not since last time. I think maybe it's from my last update. No, I don't have an update. There hasn't been any more, funds coming in. There was one today, but it was separate. She wants it separate from the fundraise appeal, so it's different.
Oh, great. All right, so then I think right now
I was gonna say I did get an email from Quality Mailing, so I know next year we have to find a different mailing site because they're closing.
Oh no.
A little forward work. We'll start earlier so we can find something. Just when I had it all pegged.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
As of this afternoon, there is still one outstanding, and I haven't checked, and my screen's all messed up, so I don't want to find it. But There was a high donation, a $500 one, and I intentionally did not do our standard boilerplate one when I was filling out cards, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was. So I figured we could, someone could handwrite it. I could do it if anyone else has it. There's one missing. It's highlighted in red, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think, but I would feel comfortable if you did it, Chris.
But it should definitely get done because it's like a month.
There's since also two letters were returned.
Oh.
So we might need to find a different address for those people.
Okay.
Chris, maybe when you do the handwritten, you can come in and I can give you those letters.
Sure, I'll be in probably Friday because we normally come in anyway. If you're not there, Tracy, if you just leave them somewhere for me.
Okay.
And sorry to just backtrack a minute. Is it the 88 trustee folder secretary? Is that where I'm adding this strategic plan?
It's called at
my options here. It's hard to find.
My drive. It's AAHPL trustee folder dash secretary.
Got it. All right. I just added the shortcut to the doc, the Google Doc, to that folder. So
perfect. I'm going to start for myself. Great.
Okay. So moving on, we're going to talk about the two agenda items related to board succession. So we, let's see, I'm terming out of the board. So the seat that I've been occupying is open. And Meredith has finished her first term. So that seat is open. So there were two board of trustees positions open already that the town knew about in advance. And then we had the unexpected vacancy due to a board member resignation. And we asked, you know, we found someone who wanted to run and went through the process, but then there was a miscommunication amongst the other town staff responsible for getting the warrant ready. And so this unexpected vacancy did not end up on the warrant or the ballot. So that's why tonight we're going to appoint someone to the vacancy. So we discussed how to handle this with the town when this paperwork error was discovered. So we posted on the website about having a vacancy that needed an appointment and did not receive any other interested parties. And so we're just going to appoint the person who we know is interested, who received over 30 signatures on their board petition.
Okay.
So I guess I can open the floor to nominations. If anyone would like to nominate anyone.
I nominate Harriet Dumas to fill the remaining vacancy. I would second that.
Okay, great.
I think that's a great idea.
Good. Any other nominations? I will say no one else stepped forward showing interest. Okay. Any discussion? All right. So all those in favor of nominating Harriet Dumas to fill out the remainder of the unexpectedly vacant term. So it's 1 year. It would be a 1 year appointment. All those in favor, raise your hand.
Chris.
Does it matter if, because I missed the rationale, is there already, can I abstain?
What do you mean you missed the rationale?
I had to run, so I missed the last 2 minutes of content of this discussion. So I really. Can
we explain this again?
Yeah.
Okay, so we, due to a paperwork error or oversight or miscommunication, a very innocent mistake,
which is not going into that.
The board seat that became unexpectedly vacant. So there's a 1 year term, there's 1 year left on a 3 year term. we need to appoint someone to that seat. So then I opened for nominations, and Meredith nominated Harriet Dumas, who's the only person who has shown interest. We did post the position, the vacancy. So then Tina seconded. There were no other nominations, so now we're voting.
Makes sense. And then count my vote yes, along with everyone else.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Another unanimous vote motion.
Okay, so the next step there is that I will tell John Broker Campbell that we nominated Harriet Dumas, and then the select board will approve our nomination either at their sometime in the next few meetings. Okay. Second item related to board positions. So I sent out a note sort of preparing us for this topic. I was just thinking about the library board and realized I'm going to go off. We don't have a vice chair, and so then when there's a space between when town meeting happens and the new whoever's going to be elected is elected, and the organizing meeting, which is the meeting of the board in March.
In March, yeah.
And during that time span, there won't be a chair because the chair is termed out.
Nor vice chair.
And the job of the vice chair is to run the board when the chair can't do it.
So there's going to be a lag between when Harriet comes on. Is that?
So
yes.
Between town meeting and the Board of Trustees meeting in March.
So from the second,
there will be no chair or vice chair.
Gotcha.
And so what that means for the director is there's no, and for the board, there's no clear chain of
command,
I guess, for lack of a better word. What's the better way to say that? There's no clear chain of authority.
Yeah.
And so does everyone understand?
Yeah. And then in March, the third Tuesday, we would have a elections and it's an organizing
meeting, right?
An orientation to
think of that.
Yeah. Right. So then whoever wins in the election, then so Harry will definitely be there because we're appointing her.
Right.
And then there'll be
five and whoever wins the
exactly
the elections.
The two elections. So. Two unopposed.
I was at the organizing meeting last year.
Yes,
I remember that
from your own thing. Yes. So my proposal then is that we elect a vice chair who would serve as vice chair from now until the organizing meeting in March. It would not require any, it definitely does not require
any work.
No, sorry. Being vice chair now would not imply that you would then hold any specific chair at the organizing meeting. This is really to make sure that there is a clear contact for the director over the next few between the town meeting and March, whatever, and just that things are clear.
Gotcha.
And sensibly, I think it should be someone who's not up for election,
right?
Even though we know the likelihood that some strange thing would happen is low, it just seems like a practical step. Does anyone? So this is a concern I thought of yesterday. Does anyone have any ideas that this should not be a concern? No, Chris's dog is not at all concerned.
I just noticed.
Very relaxed.
I will totally nominate myself, but if anyone else feels strongly, I would also just as equally support their candidacy for this temporary position.
Tag, you're it.
Right. But does everyone agree with my proposed maneuver
here?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, great. All right. So then let's have some nominations.
I nominate Chris.
You nominate Chris to be the vice chair?
Yes, I do.
Okay, until the organizing meeting?
Yes.
I'll second that. Are any other candidates?
Well, I'm running for election.
Right. Okay. All right. All those in favor of Chris Drain as vice chair?
Aye.
Oh, it's unanimous.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you, Chris.
The board vacancy definitely disrupted the flow of seniority
you know, the logical flow.
It's all right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we have been figuring it out great.
Okay, so. Beautifully. Thank you, everyone. Beautifully, I just said. What did that mean? Okay. Tracy, on to you for Staff Development Day, which we heard about a little bit in your update.
Yes.
Yes, I am formally asking the board if we can close the library on Wednesday, April 9th for active threat training with the Windsor Department, Police Department, and a Narcan training with the HIV-HCV Resource Center coming from Lebanon. The library would be closed during Staff Development Day if approved.
Any discussion?
No, I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea too.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
I motion that the library close on April 9th to do Staff Development Day to do the trainings that are needed. I second.
Great. Any further discussion or conversation? Sometimes during Staff Development Day, we provide lunch, I believe.
Yes, always. Oh, we try to.
Nice.
That would be nice.
I won't be on the board, so I need you guys to organize yourselves in this regard.
Yes.
So you guys, do you want to organize this in March?
Yeah, that's good enough to figure out. Chris, you all right with that?
Yeah, I'm on Tuesday, Thursday teaching, so Wednesday I could drive. I've done this before, so
yeah.
Pick up the order, whatever it is.
Awesome.
Can we bounce between King Arthur and the sandwich joint.
Paji India was last time.
Oh, that was so good.
I know it smelled.
But really I didn't realize before. Amy doesn't like Indian food. So
we can get dumplings at the Happy Dumpling Place. It's supposed to be fabulous. I wonder if they reheat. Oh no, that they're not. But they're not gluten free either. They're very gluteny.
I haven't had them at the. Anyway, okay. Now we have to watch out. Watch out for discussion of delicious food.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Very distracting.
Well, should we first vote to have?
Yes. Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay. Staff Development Day, April 9th. Oh. Chris has a floating thumbs up going on. All right. And now
we will, I'll just say the board will provide lunch for this event, and that will be organized.
So hot tip here, you guys, is that our board calendar is actually turned out to be really useful for building the agenda.
Yeah.
So if you want something to be remembered, here, I'll put it in there right now. Okay. All righty, Tracy, still with you on library policy updates.
Yes. Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay. So I based on some stuff, let's see, we do need to change the current policy states that we're open 35 hours. So we need to change that to 36. And I do want to add, a weapons blurb in our behavior policy that states that weapons of any kind are not allowed on library premises. I do want to ask a lawyer about this. I know there's upcoming legislation for not allowing weapons in municipal buildings, but currently the way that it's written, it sounds like they are allowed in municipal buildings, open carry, and that includes municipal libraries, which is sort of scary. And I put a post about this on the library staff listserv, and I got a lot of response about it, and some people from municipal libraries do have a weapons policy, regardless of what the state law says. I don't know how that holds up, but I think I would feel a lot safer with something to fall back on that says, you know, something simple like weapons of any kind, either man-made or machine-made, you know, like those 3D printed guns, whatever, are not allowed on library premises. I think that would make me feel a little better, and then if we could have a posting or something. But again, I need to talk to the town lawyer about the specifics of this, but it does sound like some municipal libraries in Vermont have this in their policy manual.
Would you want to be as broad as that? Because a lot of people carry like Swiss Army knives and, you know, just routinely as part of, Leatherman.
Yeah, I think that seems fine. I mean, I have a couple of knives too. For me, it's the guns, like actually seeing guns in the library is really weird and like scary, especially. So I guess we could be really specific about it. I can show you examples of other libraries, how they worded it. I can also talk to the town lawyer about what makes sense.
Do you want me to look at the school policy? Because I know that there's a weapons policy at school. I mean, and we're a municipal building.
Yeah.
So I can look into that. And
I think, schools and courthouses are the two municipal buildings, I think, excluded. So it doesn't make any sense. Like the library should have some of the same policies that a school would have, because we have children congregating in the library. But these, you know, some of these rules and laws don't apply because it's a public library. And like a sex offender, for example, isn't allowed within how many feet of a school building, but they are allowed definitely at the library. And I don't have an opinion. It's just, it is a fact, you know. And when it comes to weapons, it seems, you know, we have 25, 35 kids showing up to story time. And I think it's my job to make sure that people feel safe and welcome in the library. And I don't think someone flashing a gun in the library is that's against what my job is. So.
Well, I'm trying to think of the best way forward.
I think I need to write up a proposal.
Yeah. And we need to make sure it's on the agenda for discussion.
The good news is the library policy is in really great shape after all the work that Chris and I did last year. So it's just these little tweaks here and there, like the hours. We are open 36 hours now. And then I think that would be a great thing for new board members to also, you know, it could be part of the orientation.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Are you thinking, Tracy, that you would bring next month, like hopefully if you got, you know, if you were able to speak, do all the steps that you're outlining, like bring a policy about weapons, mm-hmm. review. And then I kind of in my head implied that maybe during the March meeting, the board could just look at the policy manual and make a small change about the hours as sort of an introduction to policy,
mm-hmm.
of the policy actions of the board. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct? Did I put those pieces together correctly?
That's correct.
Okay, great. That sounds like a great idea. Any questions?
No, but a comment, it just seems, and I think you said this, Tracy, right? Just for confirmation though, one of the next steps about the weapons thing is check with the town lawyers legal, right? Because if, you know, those people can be litigious and know their rights, right? So we need to make sure we're above board and everything.
Yeah, I would work with that person on the finalizing the proposed language too. So what I've added to the calendar is review proposed policy manual changes. It's neutral for March.
All right, anything else on that topic? Any other topics that have occurred to anyone since we began our amazing discussion?
Well, one other, it'd be really, for some reason, my first year, it was like months before there was a tour. It'd be really fun to have that activity in March also.
Yeah,
I believe it. Like, just make the whole meeting be orientation. Mm-hmm. We're going to have two new members and, you know, and a reset. You're definitely changing the guard. junior board. With lots of years left.
Another thing that I've always sort of thought about is that I would love for each board member to train in the circulation desk just to see what the reality is. You know, because it's when you're in there, it's like a different vantage point. And I think that vantage point is very important and could be really helpful for people on the board.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know if we need to squeeze that into the March meeting, though.
Oh, no. But it's just
a
want to have something as part of, just
aspirational. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
And Meredith, I did send some materials from the State Library orientation resources for people.
Yep. Yeah, I got that great book, binder information.
Fat binder, fat and dusty binder.
But there's online stuff too.
Yeah, no. Cool.
All right.
Well, I have one other item since it's your last meeting. Are you happy about that?
I like passing the strategic plan.
That's a huge thing
that Tracy and I have been working toward together. So that's really exciting.
Yeah. Well, I definitely thank you for your steadfast leadership.
Oh, thanks, Meredith.
For these last couple of years.
Thank you, Becca.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
You will be missed.
Well, I'll come do other fun things.
Notebooks.
Well, I lost my federal contract, so I have more time.
Oh, well, Becca, I have something for you.
Okay. All right. So is everyone ready to adjourn? Yes. All right. I move that we adjourn.
I second that.
Okay. All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Chris, get better. Tracy, get better.
Yeah. You guys. Yeah. Make me want to run home and blow my nose a few times.
Okay. I am ending our recording.
So we adjourned.
That was a 58-minute meeting. This is a record.
Wow. It is a record.
I'm leaving on a high. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hold on. Oh my gosh. Oops.